أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أرأيتم إن أتاكم عذابه بياتا أو نهارا ماذا يستعجل منه المجرمون.
In the previous ayat that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the request that the mushrikeen had made to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was, they said to him that, where is this promise, the promise of punishment? You speak of punishment, you speak of qiyamah, that where is it? Why does it not strike us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this request of theirs by saying, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that just tell me, إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ, if the punishment does strike. You are making this request and asking for adab. And as believers, as mu'mins and Muslims, never do we wish and hope for punishment to strike ourselves or any other community. Adab of Allah is something never, that is never wished for, or something that is desired, to witness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. So tell them, O Muhammad, ask them, that just tell me, إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ, if his punishment does come to you, bayatan, at night, or naharan, or during the day, مَاذَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ مِنْهُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, what is there in the punishment that the criminals are wishing for it to come sooner? What is it in the adab? If the adab does come, there's no good in it, there's no khair in it. What is it really that you are asking for? And the criminals, what is it that they wish for in the punishment, that they are asking for it to come sooner? أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعْ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, is this it? That when it strikes, now you will bring iman? Is that what it is? That you want to see the punishment striking, and the punishment of Allah, you want to see it in reality with your own naked eyes, then once it strikes, now you will bring iman? Is that the reason why you are asking for it to come sooner? Al-an. And what will be said at that point? Now you are bringing iman. At that time, iman is never accepted. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab and punishment strikes, then at that point, the door of tawbah is closed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will readily accept a person's tawbah, no matter what crime the person had committed. No matter what crime the person had committed, Allah will forgive his tawbah. If he sincerely begs repentance and forgiveness from Allah, Allah will forgive him. مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ, so long as he does not experience the pangs of death. The moment a person starts experiencing the pangs of death, at that point, though, because he is, at that point he is going through a transition, moving from one world or from one realm into a next realm. At that point, that is known as gharghara, the moment when the soul is being drawn out of one's body. So a person goes through phases. He goes into the next realm, he comes back into this realm. It's like he's experiencing this transition. That's why we call the sakarat of maut. Sakarat of maut. He's moving between these two realms until eventually he enters into the realm of the year after. When he's experiencing this sakarat, at that point, no tawbah is accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the tawbah of a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the response to them, and this was the response to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, while he was drowning, now he was experiencing Allah's adab. At that point, what did he say? Al-an, that now I have brought iman. I have brought iman in the Rabb of the Banu Israel. What was said to him at that point? Al-an, now? Is now the time to make tawbah? Is this the time to repent? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and your whole life you are committing acts of disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is, they're asking for the punishment to come. If they are asking for the punishment to strike them because they want to bring iman only at that point, Allah says, what's what's the benefit? Because it will be said to them, Al-an, now only you bring iman, وَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ, and this is something that you are asking for throughout your life, that bring it on, bring it on, bring the adab on. This is something you had wanted. ثُمَّ قِيل, then it will be said, لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, to those who have wronged themselves, those who have committed acts of injustice against Allah, it will be said to them after their death, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ, now taste the punishment of the everlasting world. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Allah reminds them, we are not punishing you and we are not allowing you to experience the adab of this world and the adab of akhirah because of our injustice. Allah says, you will only be punished because of what you have earned, because of the sins that you have committed. وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want you to inform them, أَحَقٌ هُ, is it really true? The punishment of Allah, adab, akhirah, qiyamah, the life after death, is it really, really true? قُلْ, tell them, إِي وَرَبِّي, إِي, this is a qasam that you take, إِي, by Allah, وَرَبِّي, I take a qasam by my Rabb, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ, it is most certainly true, it is a reality, and it is something that everyone will experience, the afterlife. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ, and none of you can ever frustrate the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.